This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two bills that aim to make life easier for renters are up in a key Senate committee today. CPR's Megan Verley explains what's in them.
One measure would allow local governments to institute rent control, if they choose. However, any local limits couldn't be too strict. At a minimum, they'd have to allow rents to rise by 3% more than inflation each year. The Senate's Local Government Committee will also consider a bill that would require a landlord go to mediation before evicting a tenant on Social Security, disability, or other forms of cash assistance. Both bills are sponsored by Democrats. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a bill to outlaw local growth caps is advancing at the legislature. Lakewood, Golden, and Boulder all limit how many residential permits they issue each year. Some lawmakers want to get rid of these policies because they worry it's increasing the state's overall cost of housing. Their bill would still allow communities to limit growth to what their infrastructure and water systems can support. The measure has passed the House and is headed to the state Senate. Four people who were shot when a Denver police officer opened fire into a crowd last summer have filed a lawsuit against that officer. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Officer Brandon Ramos fired two shots and struck a total of six bystanders. They were outside a bar or in line at a food truck on a summer night in downtown Denver. Ramos was indicted by a grand jury on at least a dozen counts, including second-degree assault and reckless endangerment. Now, four of the victims have filed a lawsuit seeking damages for pain, suffering, and emotional distress. The other two officers, who fired their guns on a suspect, are not named in the suit and haven't been charged. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Grand Junction will see rain for the rest of the day into the evening.